Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
I'm Carol McKenzie. Here's what's happening. A husband and wife were killed in a house fire in Northeast Philadelphia overnight. Two others were hurt. KYW's Tim Jimenez spoke with neighbors who say they heard cries for help in the middle of the night.
As flames were tearing through this row home on Medina Place in a neighborhood close to Northeast Philly Airport, Alex says he heard screaming. He looked out his window across the street and saw two people outside a burning house yelling for help to get to the two people who were trapped inside.
Tried to make a contact, but as soon as he opened the door, we seen the flames in the living room. We couldn't make it in.
After firefighters knocked down the flames, officials say they found the couple on the first floor. Neighbors say they were good people.
I just can't even believe it. It's very upsetting that we lost our neighbors to that.
Neighbors say it was their daughter and son-in-law who survived the fire and were screaming for help. They were taken to the hospital for treatment. Investigators are trying to figure out how the fire got started. The city is offering a $30,000 reward for information leading to the arrests of two shooters who killed a two-year-old girl and critically wounded an 11-month-old boy over the weekend. These are two separate shootings. Acting Police Commissioner Christine Coulter says cops have been getting tips from the public and are pursuing leads, but she's hoping to hear more.
How could they not get involved when children are being shot and children are being murdered? I mean, if you don't stand up at any time in your life, it's now to say that this is just unacceptable.
On Monday night, family and friends gathered in Kensington to remember two-year-old Nicolette Rivera.
She loved music. She loved fashion. She loved her makeup get done.
She was always laughing, always smiling.
I knew her for a short time in her life, and she made an impact. She was awesome. She was great. She was a star.
Rivera was killed Sunday in her mother's arms when somebody fired six shots into her home near Ontario. 11-month-old Yazim Jenkins is still in the hospital in critical condition. He was shot Saturday night while riding in a car with his stepmother in Hunting Park. Philadelphia officials are adding two new programs to their violence prevention strategy and reviving an old tool for fighting crime after that violent weekend in the city. Managing Director Brian Abernathy says one new strategy is to flood communities with city services in the wake of a tragedy like the weekend's murder of a two-year-old girl. Abernathy says the city is also working on a mentoring program and is returning to focused deterrence to fight crime.
It's an attempt to use both negative reinforcement and positive reinforcement for the people that we know are the most violent.
Abernathy says the city is working with District Attorney Larry Krasner to restore the focused deterrence program in the next budget. A 19-year-old in Montgomery County is charged with a random gunpoint rape in Norristown Farm Park that happened back in August 2017. Montgomery County District Attorney Kevin Steele says detectives never gave up on the case, and 27 months later, he says they finally got their man. Steele says Mason Hall of West Norriton is a match to DNA left at the scene.
As a result of this extensive and detailed research, detectives and our support staff identified numerous possible distant relatives of the perpetrator.
They learned about a month after the assault at the park that Hall was arrested for slashing a headlight with a hammer and he'd cut his hand. That hammer had his blood on it and that matched the DNA, according to authorities. Hall is charged with involuntary deviant sexual intercourse and related charges. It's being held on $1 million bail with a preliminary hearing scheduled for later this month. That's the All Local. I'm Carol McKenzie. Listen live anytime on the radio.com app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.